evil waffle iron, you have finally met your match. Your reign of tyranny is finally... Well, the joke's on you, because that's the way I like it. Breakfast is ready! Miles! Morgan! Roxy! Breakfast! Come on, people! Free food! Fine, have it your way.
Mother here?
Feds! Legal search and seizure! Put someone behind this film!
Sorry, it was just me practicing my barnyard calls. Zooey! Look, I made us a first day of college. Life doesn't get any better than this breakfast.
Look, old McDonald, I've worked very hard to make sure my first class isn't until 3. Good day and good night.
That's funny because I totally had you pegged for a morning person. Miles, what are you doing? I made us waffles and bacon and eggs.
Do you have any idea where bacon and eggs come from?
Pigs and chicken butts?
Government-subsidized farms. They're fed chemicals and hormones. It's not natural. I'm sorry, Sabrina, but my body is my temple.
So you're filling it with sacred sugar bombs?
Well, they turn the milk purple.
Don't let them bother you, Sabrina. Your enthusiasm for college is exactly what we need around here.
Thank you, Morgan. At least someone appreciates me.
Put me down for French toast tomorrow.
Put me down for, yeah, right. Well, Foghorn, I guess it's just you and me.
You know, as sad as I am about Sabrina being off at college, I love having time to fill my life with new meaning. What do you think about acrylics?
Oh, I like them, but I'm prone to fungus. Hey, watch the dew claw.
Too bad Zelda's not coping like I am. For her, the world begins, middles, and ends with Sabrina.
Sabrina? Have you ever heard that name? Ah, yes, Audrey Hepburn. Wonderful film.
Knowing Zelda, she'll be moping around here for weeks.
I got it. You are looking at a new associate professor of quantum physics.
Yeah, she's a wreck, all right.
Where are you going to be teaching?
Adams College.
Adams College. Now, why does that sound familiar? Oh, I know. That's Sabrina's college. How pathetic is that?
I know it looks like I took this job to be near Sabrina, but I've always dreamed of being a teacher. I'm moving on with my life, Hilda, and so should you.
Already way ahead of you.
Really? So tell me, how do you plan to spend your time now that the clock shop's gone under?
Oh, please, there aren't enough hours in the day. I'm more productive now than I've ever been. If you'll excuse me, I have to draw sale in a bath.
Are you insane, woman?
My nails aren't dry.
I can't believe I'm actually here. Sabrina Spellman, college student, co-ed, independent woman of the world. I feel a celebratory woohoo coming on. Woohoo!
Sabrina, you are a very lucky freshman. You have at your disposal this school's most knowledgeable tour guide.
Well, until she shows up, why don't you give me the tour?
Do you know where the psychology building is?
No idea.
What about history?
Oh, got me again.
Do you know where anything is on this campus?
I know that the men's swim team has lunch on the quad every afternoon. But you have got to get there early because the good seats fill up fast.
Don't know where my classes are, but I know where I'm eating lunch.
Can't tell you how excited we are to have you on the faculty, Professor.
Yet that's what you've been doing for the last 20 minutes.
And Zelda?
Oh, Sabrina, will you excuse me, gentlemen? Hi.
Sorry to interrupt your little singles mixer, but, what's going on here?
Men, you can take the Nobel laureate out of the boy, but you can't take the boy.
No, I mean, what are you doing here? And please tell me Professor's just an exotic nickname you're trying out.
Sabrina, I know how this must look.
Like exactly what it is? I'm supposed to be embarking on a journey of independent self-discovery, but there's no aunt in independent.
Honestly, honey, my new job has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, right here I am trying to go to college like a regular mortal, but my other realm aunt doesn't think that I can handle it alone. Well...
I got news for you. I can and I will.
Sabrina.
And while we're at school, we don't know each other. Is that clear, Aunt Zelda?
Very clear. And it's Professor Spellman to you.
Good, and it's Sabrina to you. Hey, congratulations on the new job.
Thanks, I'm really excited.
Gotta get one of those book bags with wheels. Or maybe a pack mule.
What's wrong, Perky? First day of Sabrina's wonderful life, hitting a brick wall?
No, not at all. It's very wonderful. I've only been at college for 3 hours, and already I get to read 4 chapters of Plato, write a 10-page essay, and catch a small arthropod to dissect. Maybe I ought to rethink my definition of the word wonderful.
Hey, college girl, how was the big first day?
Bigger than I expected, but still wonderful. Josh, this is my roommate, Roxy.
Hey, Roxy. Great name. You know, we had this girl at school named Roxy. I used to call her Foxy Roxy.
And today you're wiping tables for a living. I'm shocked.
Nice to meet you, too.
Don't mind her. She's always a little cranky before. She's just cranky.
Sabrina, Emerson's having a huge kickoff party tonight.
They have parties on Monday night?
This is college. They have parties every night. I could leave your names at the door.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. A college party? I'm so excited. Whatever will I wear? I think she was being sarcastic.
Yeah, I got that. Anyway, you'll be there, right?
Can't. I got tons of work to do, and I'm falling further behind as we speak.
Oh, so what? There's always something due. You just have to learn how to juggle your priorities.
Hey, Rox, could you do something with that music?
Oh, sure.
I mean, do something, I might turn it off.
And again, we're at an impasse. Why are you always looking to pick a fight?
I'm not fighting. I just can't study with the music on, that's all.
And I can't study with it off.
So what are we going to do?
Well, since you woke me up with some 5-course breakfast, I think you owe me.
Well, I'm glad I didn't make you lunch. I'd be in your debt forever. Hey, you're slogging through Plato's dialogues, too? Do you have any idea what the first one is about?
I'm not sure, but if you take the first word of each paragraph, it makes the sentence, "Mine enemy goeth in green shoes."
Maybe we should just read quietly to ourselves.
For your gastrointestinal pleasure, another delicious Hilda Spellman original recipe. Guess what's in it?
I don't care.
That's what I like about you, Salem. You're a culinary adventurer.
So much nicer than Big Fat Pig.
What an invigorating day. Filling eager young minds with knowledge, challenging debates, and meeting the whole gang down at TGI Fridays for margaritas and crazy fries.
Oh, I feel so alive.
Hildy, make the big scary lady go away.
Zelda, would you mind taking your affected self-absorption for a walk?
Hilda, what on earth are you doing? Don't tell me you spent your entire day doting on this cat.
I haven't been doting. I simply gave him a few beauty treatments. Read to him. Cooked for him. And put on a delightfully amusing puppet show.
Sometimes when a person experiences a loss, say a loved one goes away to college, they project their feelings onto someone else, say a worthless cat. They do this as a way of sublimating anxiety. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Your mouth moves, sound comes out, and yet, nothing.
Okay, I've gotten through understanding Plato and understanding Plato. Now what I need is Plato for dummies. Or better yet, Plato. Look, Plato, I know you're the foundation of Western thought and stuff, but you seem to be talking in circles. Can you help me out here?
Oh, that. Now, that. I wrote this to impress someone I was seeing. We met at the Olympics. Vestal Virgin. Yeah, right. Do you have any nectar?
Greeks. Good souvlaki, bad explanations.
Oh, you want an explanation? It's all about reason. You got the power of reason and a couple of drachma in your toga, you're sitting pretty.
Oddly enough, that helps. Thanks, Plato. Okay, I'm done with Plato. Next up, my 10-page essay on the Franco-Prussian War.
I was just going to throw these away, the syrup is hard as a rock, but then I thought they might hold some kitschy sentimental value for you.
Do I look like I have time for dishes right now? I'm overwhelmed with work and it's only my first day.
Relax. Every freshman goes through this. It's just the college's way of getting rid of the weak, calling the herd. Whoa, you got invited to the Emerson party?
Yeah, but I can't go.
The guy I cheat off in ethics class has a brother who goes to Emerson.
My friend put me and Roxy on the guest list, but I've got too much studying to do.
Sabrina, as your resident advisor, I must tell you that Adams College values life experience as much as it does academics. I mean, the last thing that you want to do is neglect the social arena.
I've got a lot of work to get done, but I don't want the college to get mad at me for not partying enough.
The key here is balance. Now, it's 9 o'clock. Why don't you go for an hour? In fact, why don't I go with you? And then you'll come back fresh, rejuvenated, and ready to attack the academics.
You don't think that'll be too distracting?
Sabrina, it's my job to advise you. Would I steer you wrong?
Well, as we college types like to say, party, party, party.
Monday party, there is nothing to talk about at the Tuesday party.
But then it's Wednesday, you'll never catch up.
Sabrina!
Hey, finally! I didn't think you were gonna make it.
Yeah, I had to do some studying before I could cut loose.
Oh, well, I'm going with party first, study later.
Wow, you're an animal. It's already 2:30.
Well, you know me. 2:30? I've got a paper due in 6 hours. Gotta go.
Whoa, I just got here.
Sabrina, you can't leave until you introduce me to your friend. Morgan, Josh, Josh, Morgan. Everybody happy?
Yeah.
Barry, blocking freshman coming through! Okay, I can do this. Just type with this bad boy and we're in business. No problem. Morgan was right. I do feel refreshed, rejuvenated, and ready to attack.
Sabrina.
What's going on? Am I finished?
I didn't want to wake you, but drool tends to shorten out your keyboard.
No, I'm glad you did. I have a paper due in 30 minutes, and all I've done is type my name. Sardina Smellman?
It's getting there.
Focus. Okay. You can do this. No, I can't. Oh, I can't zap a paper. That would be cheating. But maybe I could use a magical pick-me-up. Faster, speedy, quick.
Glad you're here. I needed you to roll me over. I don't want to get bed sores.
Salem, what happened to you?
The good life. La dolce vita, baby.
Well, apparently the good life doesn't come in a low-fat version.
I think I carry it well.
I don't think you can carry it out of this room. Okay, here's something about a double time spell. It helps you get your work done twice as fast.
Speaking of fast, I ordered tri-tip 15 minutes ago. Healed up!
Shh, be quiet. I don't want them to think I can't handle college, because I can. It's just the social and the academic part I'm having trouble with. Okay, here goes. Step lively, step quick, make me move, lickety-split. Gentlemen, start your engine. Save and print. Chisel this thing faster. Come on! Excellent. And I still have 20 seconds to get to class.
That blur looks strangely familiar.
Whoa. Sabrina, you startled me. I didn't see you come in.
What do you want me to do?
Oh, I hate to ask, but the bathrooms could use a good once-over. Hey, what did you think of that party last night? I thought it was by far the most amazing party.
Done.
Also amazing. Whoa, I just must have zoned out there for a minute. I'm going on my break. Can you cover for me?
Anything else?
Sabrina, there are a dozen people here waiting for...
And I had a little downtime, so I polished the espresso machine.
Well, I guess if you want to cut out early, then... Man, would I give to be 18 again.
Sorry I'm late. It took forever to find the beans.
Quit yammering, start cooking, and get some quotes on a double wide litter box.
All right, this has gone far enough.
Sorry, Zelly, I can't talk right now. I don't want Salem to get mad.
You don't want to make Salem mad?
If you don't leave immediately, I'll be forced to sit on you.
What you need is a healthy dose of reality.
What did you do that for? Lemony.
I have to make you realize that you've displaced your emotions for Sabrina onto Salem, and that he's taking horrible, horrible advantage of you.
You're right. What's become of me? I don't even like being in the same room as him. Today I flossed his bicuspids.
You just have to find something to fill the void left by Sabrina. Something that you're passionate about. That's legal in the state of Massachusetts.
Step easy, step slow, make me stop this. Go, go, go. Great spell, but tough on the high tops.
Little help for a bloated feline?
Okay, I had the most amazing day. I partied till 2 a.m., still managed to finish my paper, do all my reading for the week, work, go to the gym, hint, hint. I think I got a perfect spell.
What's with slow and mo?
Miles? Miles, what's wrong with you?
Good morning. I'm late for class.
You haven't been to class yet? Roxy, you're just goofing around, right?
You didn't do that double time spell, did you?
Of course I did. You were splayed out over the bed when I did it.
Sabrina, where do you think the extra time comes from? You sucked it right out of them.
Why couldn't I have sucked out something useless like a spleen or 20 pounds of cat fat? I've got to try to get them back to normal. It's not working! Oh, no. If they don't get to class, then they'll be on academic probation. It's all my fault. Morgan, I can explain.
If you can explain that top with those pants, you are a better woman than I am.
Stupid, stupid spell. I gotta find a way to speed them up. Out of ideas.
Well, I got one. Call your Aunt Zelda and have her get you out of this mess.
I can't. I told her I didn't need her help. I told her I could handle everything on my own.
To quote the great philosopher René Descartes, liar, liar, pants on fire.
So, if we take A to be the atomic mass...
What if A is unknown?
Oh, really? So now you want my help.
That's kind of what I look for in a teacher.
I thought you could handle everything on your own.
I admit I have a cocky side, but I never said I knew everything.
All right. Apology accepted.
Thanks. I'll be more careful next time.
I think I put too much supersonic tonic in that last batch. A few drops of Where's the Fire should bring him back to normal.
Quick, I think they're carving a rut in my floor.
Don't you have anything between Roadrunner and Yertle the Turtle?
Tiny spells can be incredibly complicated. They require very precise measurements. This could take days.
I don't have days. By then they'll be right where they are now.
That's for crying out loud. Why must you always make such a production of everything? A small sip of espresso and a little magical thump to the heart usually does the trick.
What's going on? How did I get out here?
Who are you people? This better not involve probing.
I can explain everything.
Which do you like better, overslept or alarm clock didn't go off?
Both classics.
Can't go wrong either way.
Oh my God, I overslept!
Ah, my alarm clock didn't go off!
I thought I'd split the difference.
Nice touch.
Yeah. Out of the way, I got a paper to turn in.
Wait your turn, alien breath. I've just slept away my future.
Maybe I could use a little magic to help them with their late assignments.
No need. I'm sure I can work some of my own magic on the professors, and I won't have to point.
Thank you guys for helping them out, and for getting me out of this mess, and for not gloating much.
Well, you've only been in college for 2 days. It takes a while to learn how to balance your time.
She speaks from experience. And I have to admit, it's nice to know you haven't outgrown your aunties.
Well, at first I was a little annoyed when you got the job at the university, but now I'm glad you'll be so close by.
Oh, you really mean that?
Yeah.
Well, then you're going to be doubly glad.
Why, you didn't get a job there too, did you? Seeing you both at school might force me to join the army.
No, I didn't get a job at school. I bought the coffee house. I'll see it work.
Maybe I should join the Navy. I do look better in blue. Hey, guess what? I finished all my work, I understood at least half of it, and now I'm free to party with you. Woo! Great, put up some streamers, pull up a chair, and watch me do logarithms. The first 20 should take us to the wee hours of the morning. Hoo-woo!
Just so you're clear, it's woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo!
Have fun at your party.
Oh, I wasn't invited to a party. I was just trying to find something fun to do, and... Hey, what's more fun than logarithms?
A wild one, Spellman. La Dolce Vita, baby.